Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I'm Dr. Peter Zafiridis, and this is the Healthy Mind Radio Show. Here, we talk about our emotional health and well-being, about living the most authentic life we possibly can, the one we truly deserve. So take notice, our true strength and action are on the march, while our fears and self-doubt are on the run. Never doubt how truly powerful you are. Let's learn together, right here on The Healthy Mind. All right, well, welcome everybody, welcome. I'm Dr. Peter Zafiridis, and this is The Healthy Mind Podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to the podcast. I really do appreciate it. It's going to be a little bit different of a podcast today, a little bit off the routine. I am traveling this week, so it's going to be just a little shorter of a podcast. I'm not going to do any news or headlines, but I just wanted to make sure I got one out for all of you this week. But I really do think you're going to enjoy this story. I had the most amazing experience last week that I wanted to share with you. But beyond just telling you a pretty interesting story, I think there are some really important lessons here that I also wanted to share with you that I think really, really fits very, very well with everything I'm trying to accomplish here on The Healthy Mind. So, without further ado, are you ready? Let's begin. Okay, you know, in therapy, there are these special moments, and they are times when people change, when an insight is found, or understanding of oneself just kind of comes into focus, and it really is a very, very beautiful thing that happens. It may take a while, and you may be doing a lot of work until you get there, but it really is beautiful, but this past week, this was really something. This past week, I had met with one of my regular patients. I've seen her now for several years. Her name really isn't Maggie, but we're going to call her Maggie for the purpose of this podcast. Oh, and let me also tell you, even though I changed this around a little bit, she did give me permission to talk about this with you. But we were sitting there with Maggie, and she has been amazing in how she has really transformed her life over the past 10 or 15 years. And it's been a difficult family life for her, but what has really come clear to her is her true strength, her incredible resilience to face this adversity. And fortunately, at this point, she could really look at that with kindness and compassion and see that it is genuine strength that she has. It really is something to have seen this transformation, to have been privileged actually to be a part of it. But that isn't what I want to focus on today. We were talking just about what's been happening, because I only see her a few times a year now, and we started talking about the fact that she had gotten a new cell phone. Now, she doesn't like smartphones, and she let me know she saw absolutely no point to owning a smartphone. She is in her 60s and just doesn't want to be that connected. She doesn't tell anybody about the number, nothing. So we were talking about it, and I was telling her about, well, you know, it's kind of nice to have a smartphone. And she said, well, what do I need a smartphone for? And I said, well, you know, Maggie, if you had a smartphone, you'd be able to listen. You'd be able to listen to my podcasts. And she looked at me and said, exactly what is a podcast? So I explained it to her, and she really got a kick out of it. She started laughing, and she's like, you have got to be kidding me. You're on the radio. I said, well, I'm not really on the radio. I'm on the internet, and people can listen to it if they have a phone or if they want to come to the website. So she asked me a little bit more about the website, and I told her what it was all about and the fact that I've really been enjoying doing it and developing my studio so I can continue to deliver quality podcasts and stories for the website. And she said, wow, that really seems like it's a lot of work for you. And yeah, I acknowledge it was a fair amount of work, but I was really enjoying it. And she said, well, gosh, how long have you been doing this? And instead of saying, well, about a year and a half now, like I've done countless times over the past few months when people ask me about the healthy mind, I said, well, I have been doing this, Maggie, since 11:11 a.m. on 11/11/11, thinking that that was rather clever of me. I looked over at her, and her face had gone white. She was looking at me as if she had seen a ghost. There was this look of fear in her face and amazement. For a minute there, though, I was worried, like something medical might have happened. I really did. I didn't know if she was having perhaps a mini stroke or something, or she had lost blood pressure and was starting to feel faint or dizzy. It was that dramatic of a change in her facial expression. And she said, when did you start it? And I repeated, on November 11th, 2011, at 11:11 a.m. Now, a little bit of backstory to this. Maggie has, over the years, come in and has told me about her sixth sense. She just feels like she's got a little bit of psychic ability. She has these dreams over the years, and they're what she calls her psychic dreams. But when she has them, they are filled with a ton of meaning for her. They're very profound, and they tell her about things that she believes end up really coming true in her life in the future. And over the years, she's been able to figure them all out. Even though they may be symbolic, she's been able to figure them out about what she thinks is going to happen. Except for one. And this was back when she was in her 20s. And I said, well, tell me about this. I was really very interested at this point, especially with her reaction when I said, I started the podcast on 11:11 a.m. on 11/11/11. I thought I upset her, whether she was getting sick. She said, well, I remember it still because it's the only one that I can't figure out. I was walking down the street, and when I looked up, the most enormous billboard was in front of me, and on it, it said 11/11. I just looked at her. What? She said, yeah. I was walking. It didn't make any sense that a billboard would be right in front of me, but the next thing I know, I look up, and this huge billboard says 11/11. For 40 years, Peter, she says, I have not been able to figure out that dream. It was the only dream that I've never been able to figure out. And it was one of those special dreams. So I knew that it had some meaning. Well, at this point, I'd already had chills running through my body a couple of times as she described this. And I just kind of sat there with her. I didn't know what to say. I mean, what was this? What was it that just happened? Was it this amazing event that spanned across four decades into the future and then brought some meaning to her dream? We sat there for a while and she said, I finally know what 11/11 means. And I said, well, please tell me what that means. She said, well, I think what 11/11 means is that you were going to come into my life. Now, a little bit of backstory on that as well. When I began to see Maggie, it was an extremely, extremely difficult time in her life. She had felt very, very isolated. She had not really been happy with previous people that she had seen for her care and was very, very down and out about therapy and psychiatry and any ability to get help. And she had told herself this was it. There was not going to be another person if I didn't live up to her standards. And fortunately, we clicked. And it has been an incredible process to see her strength that she's always had, but see her strength really be realized by her. But it was tough back then. And she said, I think what 1111 means is the fact that you had come into my life, that you were going to come into my life at some point and help me during a very, very difficult time in my life. And as she thought about it further, she remembered feeling very, very anxious in the dream, that the 1111 itself was a little bit ominous, but it was also relieving as well. Now, I'm not a big believer about this seeing into dreams and the ability to tell the future. Every cell in my body was saying this is chance. This is chance. It's a law of the numbers. If you talk to enough people about when you started your website and you tell them, oh, 11:11 a.m. on 11:11:11, someone is going to find some significance to it. It's just the law of numbers. But we still had that moment. We still had that moment. It was really an amazing story that she had told me. And for me, I felt this incredible emotion. I had chills when she was telling me that, even though everything is telling me that this was chance. And for Maggie, it helped provide meaning. It helped provide her some framework for what that dream meant. And it made her feel better. It made her feel more content, more fulfilled, and happier. And on a selfish level, I felt happier for her and more content for her. It was a beautiful moment to see her put that together, even though I may not necessarily see it in the same way that she does. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And I really think that there is something wonderful that we can learn about this experience beyond it being just really beautiful story today on the healthy mind. It's not even going to be about therapy, not at all. But the power that all of us have, the power that all of us have when we are listening, when we take the time to be with a friend, a relative, someone who's struggling or in a difficult place, never underestimate the power of just being there, saying what you're saying, and taking the time to listen to someone else's story. It can help transform people. You may not even know what it is that you do that helps a person out, but it changes them. Now, this isn't anything too surprising. All you've got to do is think about it. I know I have. I mean, there have been these moments, these crystalline moments after a discussion with someone or a particular interaction that, as I look back in retrospect, had helped to literally change the course of my life. And I'm sure that you've experienced that as well. We know how those moments have affected us, but we have the power to give the gift of those moments to other people, even though we don't even realize that we're doing it. Has nothing to do with therapy, has nothing to do with me being a psychiatrist or a doctor or whatever. It's just the power that all of us have, the way that we can connect, the way that we make another person matter or they matter to us. Transforms our lives potentially. So never doubt, first off, how powerful you are and how important you are and will be, not only to yourself and what you do going forward, but to others in your life. Never doubt that power. 11:11. Was it fate, destiny, or was it chance? And I would argue it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because even though she and I may see it differently, the moment was beautiful and it was special and it was transformative. And that, my friends, is what it's all about. What an amazing privilege to do what I do. Ugh, I love my job. That's going to do it this week for the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed just a slightly different version of the Healthy Mind podcast. If you like it, let me know. The email address, peter@thehealthymind.com. I tweet at Dr. Zafiridis. The website, as always, www.thehealthymind.com. Thank you so much as well for all of you that have been rating the show on iTunes. If you have a chance to do it, I'm eternally grateful to you. I would really appreciate it. And for the Healthy Mind Podcast, part of the Healthy Mind Network, I'm Dr. Peter Zafiridis. Have a great week, everybody. I'll see you next time right here on the Healthy Mind.